This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Old School House Art Gallery has a new manager named Bianca Lee. I sat down to find out more about the changes at the Old School House Art Gallery. And what is your new role at the Old School House Art Gallery?
So I'm the new manager. They've never had a manager at the Old School House Art Gallery before. It's been going on for about 26 years, and it's all this time been just a grassroots, a group of artists, an artist collective doing all the work and maintaining the space. And so I'm really excited to be stepping into this role and helping those board members alleviate some of the duties that they've had to do throughout the summer so that they can concentrate on things that are a little bit more fun for them.
How did this role take shape at the gallery?
So the board decided that they wanted to become a nonprofit society. They wanted the opportunity to access grants and expand their offerings. Right now, it's just been basically the summer that the gallery is open. And it's such a beautiful space and an excellent venue. And for quite a few years, I think they've wanted to have things happening in the off season and the shoulder seasons, but they just haven't had the bandwidth to develop those things. Now, going through the process of becoming a society, and they had their first annual general meeting on June 5th. Now I can assist with some grant writing and that type of thing. And we can try to do some, they'd like to have some more educational programs happening during the fall and winter and spring. So that is really exciting for me because living in Whaletown, you're always driving to Manson's to do any activities, it seems. So it's nice to have the possibility of having more things happening in the neighborhood.
So I am assuming then they're planning on hosting the educational stuff at the Old School House Art Gallery in that building?
Correct.
Can you clarify a little bit more about the ownership of the building?
Yeah, so the building is owned by the Whaletown Community Club. It's also, the property belongs to the school board, and it is leased by the Whaletown Community Club. It's a little bit complicated that way, and it's, so that's why it's nice to have somebody who can liaison between the different organizations. So I used to be the secretary on the WCC board, so I have some connections with that organization. And just living in this neighborhood for 15 years, I know a lot of the people, and I'm interested in building that relationship between the WCC and the Old School House Gallery Society.
There's registered members for the Old School House Art Gallery Society, is that right?
Yes, so far this year we have 46 members who have paid their dues. It generally goes up during the summer because people drop by the gallery and they renew their memberships. And I've been told it goes up to about 85 members usually by the end of the season. And I was also told that for the members show, the annual members show, a good turnout would be about 25 members participating in that collaborative show.
You don't have to be an artist to be a member, right?
No, you don't have to be an artist to be a member, but it could be argued that we are all artists.
So people that are art enthusiasts and appreciators of the art, an artist in their own way, they are absolutely welcome to become a member as well. How much does it cost to become a member?
It's only $10 a year.
What does that mean to be a member of the Old School House Art Gallery?
That means that with your membership dues, you can vote at our AGM. You can also participate in the members show, and anyone is welcome to come out to the events. You don't have to be a member to do that, but it just shows your support for the arts and shows your support for the venue. And it's good for us to have more members because as a society, then it's easier to apply for grants and that type of thing.
Is there a website or a Facebook page where people can access the hours and upcoming events information for the Old School House Art Gallery?
Yeah, right now we have a Facebook page, Old School House Art Gallery, but I think I'm going to be working on a website.
Your role is year-round?
It's not. It's 5 months, but we'll see. It's an evolving role because this is the first time they've had a manager. So we're going to play it by ear a little bit. They had some ideas of what they would like the manager to take on. So it depended a little bit on the person who's filling the role, interests, skill. It's very part-time because it is a small organization. But yeah, I think as our offerings expand and the season expands, then the manager role could also grow to fill that.
Do you know how your role is being funded right now?
Yes. So the gallery is funded through memberships, donations, and the commission that we take on artwork, which is 20% of sales.
Part of your role is to apply for grants and help with the evolution of the role. Are you also tasked with finding other ways to fund your position?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be looking into grants and other options because I don't know if it will really be sustainable the way that it's funded at this time. So we're going to have to look for more funding.
Has there been any discussion about collaborative events that might be hosted at the Old School House Gallery or on the land there?
We haven't discussed collaborative events yet. I know that every year the WCC has a Halloween party, and that is gaming grant funded. So with fireworks and everything like that. So that's the only event that they've traditionally had at the gallery. That would be because it's so artistic anyway. The decorations are amazing and costumes and so it is a really nice community event that I always try to go to. And I know that a lot of people come out to it. So it'd be nice to have expand Halloween. Halloween would be a perfect way to go into the shoulder season with some art offerings. The other thing that we were talking about with the board was doing a children's art show. There were some children in the neighborhood who were interested and they said, oh, we'd like to have our own show. We thought that would be really lovely to get maybe some collaboration with the Cortez School and display some of the children's artwork in the gallery during the off season, maybe in the spring. Before the season starts, it would be a lovely way to kick off the season with a children's show.
Are there any other ways that people can get involved or support the Old School House Art Gallery Society?
I think if people have in the community have ideas for things that they would like to do in the realm of art, then they could email us or me specifically and share their ideas. So that would be a good outreach because we are looking at doing innovative things. And I know people have a lot of ideas for this space.
What is the email?
It's schoolhouseartgallery@gmail.com.
Old School House Art Gallery in Whaletown kicks off their 2022 season on July 1st with Ordinary Magic, followed by Sacred Dreamscapes on July 15th, Falling Boundaries on July 29th, the annual members show, August 12th, and Watercolor, A Mirror of Water, August 26th. The hours for the Old School House Art Gallery are Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.